honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis along with Andrea Donsky, and I could talk about hair forever. My husband jokes that if he made a pie chart of my brain, it would mostly be thinking about hair, my hair, other people's hair, and then like a little sliver would be my family, my radio show, everything else. Ever since I was a kid in the 70s, I think I was heartbroken when the Dorothy Hamill haircut came around because all my babysitters cut their long, straight, parted down the middle hair that I would play with. And I was like, Dorothy, what have you done? But at any rate, we are going to talk about hair and wrinkles and more with Tim Mount from NeoCell. Hello, Tim. Welcome back.
Hi. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
It's great to have you back. It's also National Hair Loss Awareness Month. So let's talk about what is collagen, how it can help your skin and hair, and can it diminish your wrinkles, and can it make your hair lovely and bouncy and all that good stuff you see on the shampoo commercials.
Yeah, absolutely. It can. It does all that stuff. It's pretty amazing. Collagen is really the foundation of your body. It's the most abundant protein in the body, second most abundant substance behind water. And because of that, it really affects all of the structures. So every tissue in your body in some way is related to collagen, except for your nervous system. So your brains and your nerve endings, your brain and your nerve endings are the only ones that don't have collagen. So when we're talking about hair health, it's very dependent upon collagen. Skin wrinkling, your joints and your bones, all of that at its fundamental level is made up of collagen fibers, basically these fibers, this web of protein that's woven into your tissues. And if you don't have enough of it, that becomes a problem and your hair can lose its bounce and its thickness and can fall out, or your skin can begin to wrinkle and your bones are weaker and your joints are less mobile and all of this terrible stuff happens.
Like, I love that you say that it's pretty much every part, you know, so many different parts of our body are dependent on collagen. And I recently had gum surgery, and the dentist put collagen into my gum cavity to help it heal, and I take your collagen on top of it. So it was actually great. Wow. Because it helped to heal really quickly. So, excuse me, I love that we're talking about it, because I do think an important question for people who are listening would be, you know, do we get collagen from food? Do we take it? What is the source of this collagen, and how, if we're interested in helping, you know, with our wrinkles or with our skin or joints or healing our gums, how can we actually have access to the collagen?
Yeah, that's really interesting that you say that. I hadn't heard that was one of the procedures used in with collagen. There is a difference between, say, injectable collagen and collagen in supplement form or in the diet. The injectable stuff, and a lot of people know collagen or have heard of it because of lip injections, and that's a totally different thing, a totally different concept. The size of the collagen is a very large size, and it doesn't really do anything at the cellular level like a collagen supplement does. We don't get much collagen in our diet as far as something that's bioactive in the body. We do eat it if you're eating meat. You're eating collagen on a daily basis. You get it all the time. But it has a very, very low absorption rate. So people that are doing, say, bone soup, which is a very popular thing in the natural health world, that's not really getting into the body and doing much. So collagen supplements are hydrolyzed. They're broken down into a bioactive form. And when you take it as a supplement, as opposed to in the diet or injectable, it gets into the cellular level and it turns the cells on that produce new collagen. And therefore, it can help to rebuild the tissues of the body. That's kind of the magic behind it.
Now, are there different collagen supplements that you would take for hair versus your skin, or is there one that does both?
You know, it's funny. People ask me what our best, say, joint product is, and I say Beauty Infusion, which is a beauty product. And oh, it's because collagen, whether you take it for joints or for, you know, bones or for skin, hair, or nails, it affects the entire body. We can't target it. We can't pinpoint it and say, only go to your skin. So if you take a collagen supplement, it's going to affect all of those cells that are producing the new collagen, and it's going to be strengthening your bones. It's going to be increasing the connective tissue and making your joints stronger, but it's also going to be reducing those wrinkles at the same time.
Oh, that's good. Go ahead, Andrea.
Tim, can you take too much collagen? And, you know, I'm just curious because I'm wondering if, you know, for those? And I'm hoping the answer is no, because I think that for people who are listening, it's so important. Collagen for our bones, if you're prone to osteopenia or you're prone to osteoporosis, I mean, so many people are focusing on taking calcium supplements when in reality, we should be taking collagen, because really, like you said, Tim, collagen is the glue for our bones. So, you know, is there such thing as taking too much? And if, you know, if there is, what is that optimal amount that we should be taking?
Well, too much is not a problem. Too little is a problem.
Yeah.
You have literally billions of cells producing collagen on a daily basis, actually constantly, from the moment you're conceived until the moment you die. And in order to affect enough of those cells, you have to have a large enough dose to stimulate all those cells so they start working faster. So if you're only taking a couple of hundred milligrams, if it's in the hundreds, then that's probably not going to be enough. You need somewhere in the thousands. So anywhere from 2,000 to 6,000 is usually where most supplements fall. And then anything more, it's not going to be harmful. Actually, collagen is maybe the safest supplement on the planet. To give you an idea, I have a 2.5-year-old daughter. She's like 30-something pounds, and she takes 15 grams of collagen in a protein shake every day, and totally not a problem. So it's very, very safe, and I put my money where my mouth is, even in that regard. So more is always better, and as much as you can afford or as much as you need, taking a higher dose is going to be great.
I love that you said that. So just curious, as you were saying, you give it to your daughter. Why would somebody who's little need it? Is there a need for it, or is it something that we would require more of as we get bigger? I know it's important to start when they're a certain age, but as young as two, I guess I just wanted to understand why you would, because that's so interesting.
Because I get it for free, and it's a good protein source. But in reality, I do give it to her for a reason, because growth is very much the building of new collagen. So if somebody is, say, a little fetus in the belly, a lot of what that mother is building is a bundle of collagen as that baby is growing inside of her. And then as we grow from when we're born all the way up to about age 25, we're building more collagen, and that's why our bodies get bigger. We also multiply more cells, but a lot of it is the collagen that's being produced. After the age of 25, collagen production declines, and therefore we start to get thinner and smaller and weaker, and we break down. And that's why a 90-year-old has very thin skin. They're frail. They don't weigh as much because they've lost all of their collagen. So for me, with my daughter, I know that it can help her just grow up nice and strong and prevent injuries. She falls all the time. It's like she's a walking, tripping mess all over the place. She's constantly running into things and falling off of stuff. So I figure just better to have strong connective tissue at that age. Sure. To just prevent injuries.
Which makes a lot of sense. No, and that's interesting that you said that, and that's why I asked, because, you know, it's one of those supplements that you said are safe to take, but also that you could take it at any age, really. So I think that it's, you know, for those who are listening, it's one of those, like you said, Tim, it's extremely safe and anybody can take it. So I'm happy that you said that. Now, just one last quick question, because we're out of time. Is it taken as a powder? Is it you add it to your smoothie, like you said, for your daughter? Is there an actual supplement? Like, how is it actually taken?
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways that you can take it. We have it in powder form. We have it in tablet form. We have it in soft chews or liquid that has some flavoring in it. It really doesn't depend on how you take it. It's more about what you prefer. The effectiveness isn't affected at all by the form of it.
Okay.
It's really just about the person and how they want it.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Well, Tim, thank you so much for being on our show today. And for those of you who would like to learn more about the collagen Tim is talking about, you can visit his website at neocell.com. It's neocell.com. You can also follow NeoCell on Twitter at NeoCell Health. I'm Andrew Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Be sure to take your collagen and stay well.